From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Doubts are affecting expectations. Data files stolen from the Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network and lead to a crippling blow against the militants. Counterterrorism experts in the U.S., Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain Sky News from someone it described as an Islamic State defector who claimed he stole the information from the IS internal security wing. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse as well as exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Mr. Ban said such abuse undermines the trust between the UN and the people it is sent to protect. UN mission in the Central African Republic has been the subject of the most allegations of sexual abuse. President Obama welcomed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House Thursday for the first such state visit in nearly two decades. Mr. Trudeau spoke to reporters.
The President and I share a common goal. We want a clean growth economy that continues to provide good jobs and great opportunities for all of our citizens.
President Obama highlighted the shared values such as universal health care, freedom of religion, and diversity. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, tells VOA Iran's missile launches this week are sparking stronger resolve in Congress to renew and boost U.S. sanctions on Tehran. Iran's foreign ministry says those did not violate the international nuclear deal. This is VOA News.